Welcome to the Mothers You Know podcast. Thank you for being here. This is a place where we as women remember the spirit God gave us. We know how much we matter, and we believe all things are possible to them that believe on this Savior Jesus Christ. Here at Mothers You Know, we support the parents of young men in the Sons of Helaman and young women in the Daughters of Light programs at Life Changing Services. These programs provide therapeutic and mentoring services for youth struggling with depression, anxiety, self-harm, pornography, and any other unwanted or difficult behaviors. We offer parent support, training, and resources for mothers and fathers seeking the best way to support their loved one. Any mother is welcome to join in the Mothers Who Know classes, support, and training. You do not need to have a child in Life Changing Services to join in. We hope you'll join us. I am Karen Broadhead. I serve as the director of Mothers You Know, and I serve as the parent support specialist at Life Changing Services. I invite you to join with me and other mothers from across the country in our Warrior Mothers Who Know online support and training group. If you have a child struggling with pornography, depression, anxiety, or other difficult behaviors, you will find a safe and uplifting place to learn from other moms and learn principles and strategies to best support your loved one. Please go to motherswhoknow.org to find the online meeting details. We talk about difficult things here with the intent to shine light in dark corners and to eliminate isolation and shame. We are mothers with warrior hearts who are raising the warriors of this generation. We know we must learn to fight well for ourselves first. Then we can confidently support and cheer on our loved ones in the best ways.
Okay, welcome everybody to our 9 a.m. Mom Power Training meeting. I'm Luann Thaxton. I get to be part of the Mothers Who Know teams, the staff, and all three of our awesome ladies are gone, and it's going to just make me feel sad. I like to be behind the scenes, but I'm so grateful that Karen asked Christina Reeder to be our facilitator today, so that will be terrific. Karen is helping a child move, BJ is on vacation, and Debbie is not feeling well, so you get us today, and we're going to do this, right? All right, let me do a screen share, and we'll go over real quickly our announcements. So you are here with our Mothers Who Know group. We're under the Life Changing Services umbrella, and under our Mothers Who Know team, our Mothers Who Know group, we have three different programs. Warrior Mothers Who Know, which meets at 11 a.m., we invite you to come to that. We'll talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. Mom Power Training, which is this class. And then Team Mom Power, smaller groups of women that get together during the week and just have a great time, help each other, and learn more of the principles from Mom Power Training. So here you can see Life Changing Services programs, all a little bit of what they offer. There's so much more. So we invite you to go to lifechangingservices.org to get all the happy details and information. Today's lesson for Mom Power Training is Staying Your Truth. And I've just kept two of these slides. I'm going to share both of them because I just think they're just so powerful. So this one from President Nelson from 1989, then Elder Nelson in a talk, Women of Infinite Worth. He says, a wise woman renews herself. She dispels darkness and opens windows of truth to light her way. I just feel like that is so true, right? The best self-care we can do for ourselves is to do something that we can feel the spirit. And that just helps so much in helping us to stay in our truth. The other one comes from a quote from Elder Larry Lawrence back in April of 2017, entitled The War Goes On. That was his conference talk. And it says, although Satan will lie to you, you can count on the spirit to tell you the truth. That's why the gift of the Holy Ghost is so essential. So we like both those quotes. All right, at 11 a.m., we want to invite you to come back and join us for our Warrior Mothers Who Know meeting. And in that meeting, we're all going to gather and we're going to share some of our takeaways, our insights, the messages that we heard at General Conference, and maybe focusing on those things that we felt will provide our hearts in our homes with some healing and some help. So it'll be wonderful to learn from all of you sisters. We have a special podcast series going on right now. Excuse me. focusing on breaking the chains of pornography, arming parents, leaders, and youth with powerful truths and tools. So if this title sounds familiar, it should. That was the focus of our Stay by the Tree series that we just had. And Karen is continuing the talk on this subject. And she has got several episodes that we're releasing as a special podcast series on the Mothers Who Know podcast channel, as well as Like Dragons, Did They Fight? So highlighting the Sons of Helaman and Men of Moroni program. So we'd love it if you'd listen to it and share it. And this scripture just goes along with it from 2 Nephi 1:23. Awake, my sons, we can even say daughters, put on the armor of righteousness, shake off the chains with which you are bound, and come forth out of obscurity and rise from the dust. So just let you know that. So the recent episode is episode 2. It was released last week, and it's Maurice Harker talking about the Sons of Helaman program. And it's probably a 40-minute episode, but he really talks about how Sons of Helaman came to be and some different things that I hadn't heard him share before. So put a plug in for that one for you. I think we'll pass by our books we have. Maybe we'll talk about that later. But I've seen more names on our screen since we started. Welcome, everybody. Okay, Christina. Christina is going to be our facilitator today, and she's going to teach our lesson for staying our truth. So I'll turn the time over to her. Ladies, you can put in the chat any questions you have, and it might be fun to have you put in your chat, in the chat, especially if you're new. If this is your first time taking Mom Power training, we'd like to know that. And if you remember how many times you've been here and you've taken that, maybe put your name for that too. That would be fun to know. All right, Christina, go for it.
Thank you, Luann. Good morning, everyone. I'm so excited to see all of your beautiful faces and feel your wonderful spirits. This is my first time ever doing this, so I just appreciate all your love and your goodness. It's less scary because it feels like we're friends and sisters, and I just am so grateful for all of you, and thank you for that. So Karen asked me to talk today about the truth tool. And if you haven't heard the truth tool before, it's the coolest thing ever. I got this awesome thing when I went to the women's retreat, the Mothers Who Know retreat. I highly recommend it. I think we're doing another one, but we can talk about that later. And the truth tool is the word truth spelled out. So the T stands for terminate the lie. The R stands for restore the truth. The U stands for unite with God. And then the TH stands for this is my weapon. And I love that. So let's start with terminate the lie. If you have any experience with terminating the lie, or you even have a guess as to what that means, will you put that in the chat? Because I would love to hear what everyone has to say about that. And to terminate the lie, first of all, even before terminate the lie, whose child are you? I remember whose daughter I am, and I straighten my crown. I love that. That goes along with the truth tool. So now, terminate the lie. Find the lie. Satan will try to hold me captive and have me forget who I am. Because if you remember who you are, we are way too powerful, and Satan does not stand a chance against us. It says, this is from Jeffrey R. Holland. His April 2002 conference talk, The Other Prodigal. It says, who is it that whispers lies so subtly in our ear? You and I both know who does this. It is the father of all lies. It is Lucifer, our common enemy. That's powerful stuff right there. So that's how we terminate the lie. Luann, is there anything in the chat yet about terminating the lie? Not yet. Okay. All right. Then we'll go on to restore the truth.
Christina, would you mind?
Yes.
Christina, would you mind sharing again what you would like people to put in the chat?
Oh, yeah. If they have had any experience with terminating the lie, or if they even have a guess to what that means, which we talked about, but still just their own personal experiences with terminating the lie, or just their thoughts on that. And then we can go through T-R-U-T-H, and then we'll come back and talk about what's in the chat. Does that give people more time? Good. Okay. Awesome. So then the next one is restore the truth. And not to give you too much all at once, but I would love to hear in the chat some ways that you have had experience with restoring the truth, or some thoughts you have about how we could restore the truth. Something we're going to talk about more is not every voice in my head is a trusted voice, because anyone who's familiar with Like Dragons That They Fight by Maurice Harker, you know that Satan can make himself sound like us. He can make his voice sound like my voice, and I think it's me. And I think I'm the one saying horrible things to myself, and I think it's negative self-talk. I've learned there is no such thing as negative self-talk. It's either comes from God or it comes from Satan. But what is usually called negative self-talk is Satan lying to us and trying to deceive us by using he's speaking to us, but he's doing it in a voice that sounds like our own. So not every voice in my head is a trusted voice. Not every voice in your head is a trusted voice. In Joshua 1:9, it says, "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." Again, Joshua 1:9. I love that. And the Lord thy God is our God. The Lord our God is with us always, wherever we go. That's amazing. That's so powerful. So remembering that can very quickly restore the truth. Luann, your hand's up.
I just want you to know that there's some things in the chat, so when you're ready for me to read those. Oh,
okay, perfect. Actually, let's do that now. And okay. Also, if I don't see your hand raised on the screen, will you just say it with your voice?
All right, here we go. When I start feeling off, I know there are lies going on that I need to catch and pin down. Getting it out of my head is bringing dark things to light, and I'm able to better recognize them as lies.
That was so good. I love that.
Another one says, I get it out of my head by writing it down or saying it out loud. Writing it down helps me more. Another mom said, terminating the lie is recognizing where Satan is trying to mess with me. It usually has to do with my identity or the identity of someone else. That's so true. Another mom said, I told someone the other day that I was a coercive parent. Truth is, I had a few episodes of frustration and broke a few pencils and slammed a few doors. Truth is, I tried to be a kind and loving mother. Love that honesty.
Yes, so good.
Another one said, I know it's Satan when my thoughts are negative, critical, depressing, tearing down, self-serving, talking me out of doing things that align with my values, or talks me into doing things that don't align with my values. That says lies usually come as a greater than or less than thoughts about me or someone else.
Oh, yes. So good.
And another mother said, when I say this to a 2-year-old daughter, why would I say this to me? Good questions to ask ourselves.
Excellent question.
Yeah. Okay. That's it.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. So now we're going to go to U stands for unite with God. So how do we unite with God? How do you unite with God? What are some ways that you do that? For me, one of my favorites is going to the temple. I got to go this morning and 6:30 session, which I had to get up at 4:45 to do that. And that is, I usually do the 6:30 session, but because this call started at 9, I was like, I told Karen I would do it. And then I realized I'm going to have to really hurry to get home in time for that. But I was praying and I really wanted to be in the temple this morning. And I just knew Heavenly Father was going to work it out for me, because a lot of times I'm trying to get to the 6:30 session, but I actually end up in the 7 o'clock session. And I couldn't do that this morning. And so so going to the temple for sure. And then another way that has been so powerful for me, like life-changing powerful, is letters to God. And in I have the Girl Power Journal and writing letters to God, but you can do it. You can write in it in anything. You can write letters to God in anything. And I started doing something, I don't know how long ago, but maybe a few months ago, that I heard Maurice say, and it's ending your letter. When at the end of your letter, write, "Father, art thou pleased?" And think of it as not, "Are you pleased with what I have done or accomplished?" But, "Are you pleased with my intentions?" Because Heavenly Father's he knows the intentions of our heart. So ask him, "Are you pleased with my intentions?" And then they'll get a drink of water or something and come right back. And then answer that question as you would if it were your own child, when you are feeling the most godly, Christ-like love for that child. And when you do that, it's amazing. It's amazing what comes. So do we have some things in the chat now, Luann? You're muted, Luann.
There we go.
Thank you.
Someone said you have that temple glow. So thank you for sharing your experience with us today. Yeah.
Aww.
One mother says, "I unite with God as I serve others in my calling as a mother, wife, and in the church with all of my heart, my mind, and strength. I'm trying to make my prayers a live discussion with the Lord." So I love that, because that's what President Nelson asked us to do, right?
Yes. So good. So good.
Another mother said, "Letters to God, my yoga sequence I call Sun." Its actual name is Sun, S-U-N, salutation, listening to Christian music a lot.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
I love that.
I don't know where the other one is.
What is that?
Someone else says, "I have an out loud ongoing conversation and praying to God and asking to help. I pray and ask God to help me hear the truths from Jesus. Then I can look at the lies and hear, see what Jesus says the truth actually is. He's always kind, compassionate, and encouraging. It's like his letter back to me. Then I'll usually try to listen to uplifting music and say my truth declarations to continue connecting with God." I'll share something I do. I just really feel like starting my day off with a letter to God, telling him of things I'm grateful for, things I'm concerned or worried about, and then saying a prayer and then reading my scriptures and then seeing what he has to say to me. And this morning, because I was reading some of the from Philippians for the Come Follow Me reading, chapter 4, verses 7 through 9, I really was struck by, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And I'm like, peace of God, I've never really actually heard that before. So I'm intrigued. I want to study that a little bit more. But verse 8, and this is one we know. It's what's the 13th article, faith. It says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report."
Can we mute everyone? Or
yes, let me try and do that.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. And I just heard the Spirit tell me that these attributes, these things are just what we're trying to learn in staying in your truth, right? We can ask ourselves with the different things. Is it lovely? Is that what I'm thinking? Is it lovely? Is it good report? Is it true? So I was grateful for that when the Spirit was teaching me this morning, and I wanted to share that with all of you.
Oh, I love that, Luann. Thank you so much. Also, I want to say, if anyone has anything to say with your voice, please unmute yourself and jump in, or raise your digital hand or your physical hand or whatever, because we'd love to hear your voices as well. I loved all the comments so much. And I just love how that's another way that I feel like we can really unite with God, because when we're using our bodies for good, it is, we're uniting with God. So I love that. Okay. So then we're going to go now to the TH. This is my weapon. So it's our weapon against Satan. Satan is our only enemy. And it's, my enemy is not my children ever. It's not my husband ever. It's not my neighbor. It's not people who want to yell and shout horrible things to me. Thankfully, that doesn't happen very often, but it's not like the most evil person you can think of on earth. That's not our enemy. That person is, if they're doing very evil things, they're definitely being influenced by Satan a lot, but they are not our enemy. Our only enemy is Satan. And we have all these amazing things we can do that to use as weapons against him, that truly he cannot, he has no power, because when God is with us, who can be against us? And one of my favorite scriptures, and I don't know the reference, so if anyone does know the reference, please jump up and say something. But it's about, I will go before your face, I will be on your right and your left. I just love that scripture so much, because we had, when I was in, we used to live in North Carolina, and my oldest daughter at the time was 12, and they had a young men, young women night, and they had the little tiniest deacon, who was probably like maybe 4.5 feet tall. And then they had these really big brothers that were in the ward. And they had him standing in front, and they had these really big guys behind him and next to him on his right and his left. And it was just such a cool picture of, wow, we really do have way more help than we can see. And when I was in the temple this morning, there was a lady that works, she's a temple worker, and she's in my stake, and she said hi, and I can't remember how it got to this subject, but it came up that she is really struggling with one of her sons, who is an adult son. And I just felt the Holy Ghost tell me to share with her some of the wonderful things I've learned from here. But specifically, it was, I'm just amazed, like truly amazed at how much Heavenly Father loves our children who are struggling. And even the ones that it seems like, will they ever find their way back? Will they be lost forever? Because sometimes we think that way, or some of us do anyway. I might be guilty of that. But he loves them. I'm learning more and more every day how much he loves them, and how there is so much hope for them too, because the Lord loves them, and he is going to help them. And it's frustrating sometimes, because it's, the Lord's timing is never our timing. But the older I get and the more I learn, the more I realize the Lord's timing really is perfect. So that helps me learn patience. But there is never, ever a time that we should give up hope, because the Lord loves them. The Lord loves our children more than we can comprehend, and more than we're capable of. So there's so much hope. Satan is the one who doesn't want us to have hope. Hitler didn't want the the people to be able to hear any truth on the radio because he didn't want them to have hope. Hope is too powerful. Satan hates it. But with our wonderful God, who is all powerful, we can and should always have hope. That's the truth tool. Oh, I don't think I said it. I would love to hear people talking about this is my weapon, what some of your weapons are, or just how the whole thing, how you see it as your weapon. And again, we'd love to hear your voice as well, but whatever you want to share in whatever way, we love it. So thank you. Do we have anything yet? Because I just barely said that, so we probably don't. Anything yet in the chat?
We do have something from, I didn't read this one earlier.
And I also hand is up.
So someone says, I pray and ask God to help me hear the truth from Jesus. Then I can look at the lies and hear, see what Jesus says the truth actually is. He's always kind, compassionate, and encouraging. It's like his letter back to me. Then I'll usually try to listen to uplifting music and say my truth declarations to continue connecting with God. I think I already read that. I'm sorry. But it was so good. It needed to be repeated.
Absolutely. 100%. Yes.
Someone asked, what does the U stand for?
Oh, the U stands for unite with God.
Okay. Someone commented on the scripture reference you asked. It's Doctrine and Covenants 84:88.
Thank you. I should memorize that. I'm writing it down.
And then we have someone said to use their weapon for good. They say, I raise my hand to the square and cast him out.
Oh,
thank
love
you for that reminder. That's good.
Yes. Okay.
So, love that. We'll have you comment.
Yeah. So I think one thing that really helps me is when I am using it is my mom power calendar and kind of reevaluating my goals every so often. And I was just making new ones because I've fallen off the wagon. So I'm like, okay, I just need a reset, a restart. And when I was doing it, it reminded me of, what was his name? The guy that you guys had speak by Stay by the Tree, Rob Farrell, I think. He was so amazing. I loved how he talked about sometimes we're so focused in and zeroed in on our weaknesses that we get what we're focusing on. So he was suggesting to focus on our strengths and our talents and things that we're really good at doing. And as I was making my goals, I'm like, okay, that's what I need to do. Instead of having more negative kind of type goals, I need to focus on positive ones and building my talents and my strengths so that my efforts and stuff are going towards that. And then hopefully that will help eliminate some of the negative things that I want to get rid of in my life. So that's something I'm doing.
Thank you. I love that. That is so good. And yeah, those mom power calendars, they are so awesome. So good. So thank you. Is there anyone else right now?
Someone said running and dancing to Jesus music is one of the best ways I use my body to neutralize the negative chemicals.
Oh, that is awesome. Love me some Jesus music. So great. One of my all-time favorite songs is When Jesus Say Yes, Nobody Can Say No. I love it. It's so good. Oh, awesome. Awesome. And that is a really fun one to dance to as well. So I get that. So I relate to that so much. Okay. So the truth tool, do we have any questions about that before we move on? So, okay. All right, now we're going to dive a little bit deeper into not every voice in my head is a trusted voice. So does anyone can you guys throw in the chat or say with your voice, what does that mean to you? What are your thoughts about that before we dig deeper into that? I can tell you one that go ahead. Do we have somebody?
Yeah, I was going to just say, I know for me, this is for
Thank
me.
You. Hi.
Hi, put my little video so you can see. For me, I tell myself, or I always ask myself, and I've been telling my kids and stuff too, I say, okay, would I say that to a child? And if I would, then no. And then I always, excuse my language, but I say, get the hell out. That's what I say to them. And it's simple, but even just having that control of being able to say that, it like instant, it changes my thinking from being like, especially when I hear a negative thoughts are like, oh my gosh, you're so dumb. Look, you could have done this and blah, 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 blah. And look, this should have, if you would have done this and all those would have, could have, as they come in. And then I tell myself, wait a minute. Okay. Is this a trusted voice? Would I say this to a kid? No, I wouldn't. Okay. Get the hell out. And then, I keep going on with my day. And it has been so powerful and empowering to be able to just say, stop. It's like saying stop. It's like raising your hand to the square, like they were saying earlier. It's basic, the same kind of thing. And as I do that, I continue to learn and know what voice is not a trusted one. And more I'm like, oh, okay, I don't think so. And keep going. But I love being able to know and learn what are trusted voices, and then teaching that to my children too, which has been a real big blessing as well.
Thank you. That is so wonderful. And I love that you said that, because there's a quote from Brigham Young. And if you guys, anyone knows this better than me, please pipe up and give us the exact wording. But it's something along the lines of, tell Satan to go back to hell, because that's where he came from. And I tell my kids, we don't swear, but you're allowed to say that because it's literal. That's where he came from. But they're only allowed to say it to Satan. I tell them that. But it's so awesome. And coming straight from the temple, it's in the temple when the name of Jesus Christ is invoked, Satan has to depart. He does not have a choice. It's so powerful. And we all have that power if we just remember that. Linda, I see your hand up. Yay.
The other day, as I've been in Teen Mom, we are learning that, and I've learned that. And it was like, wow, that's really cool. Then I was just reading in the New Testament, and I came across a scripture that I was like, wow, I don't know whoever made this up, if they got it from this scripture or not, but it was just so cool to read the scripture in 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, says, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, for many false prophets have gone out into the world. And I was like, wow, mm-hmm. Like right from the scriptures, it tells us, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit. So I just thought that was such a cool confirmation of this concept, that this is a true concept. And I just love that, because like other people have said, that I used to think, oh, I guess it was you actually, that I used to think, oh, I have this low self-esteem, this is me. And I've learned that is a lie, and it's actually Satan. And that was not a trusted voice. And that just is such awesome, life-changing, revolutionary truth for me. And it's just helped me so much with so many things. So I love this lesson.
Thank you. I love that so much. That is really awesome. Okay, you are up next.
Hi. So I'm here to just put in the plug for, sometimes it's really challenging to determine if it's a trusted voice or not. A couple of months ago, I can't even remember what was going on, but I was very frustrated with my husband about something. And how you get frustrated, and
yes,
you go and you talk to yourself and you're like, oh my gosh, and why is he doing this? And what? And just trying to vent some frustration by myself alone in the room. I was like, why does he have to do this stuff? Whatever. And I heard this voice, and it said, I was like, why do I have to deal with this stuff? Whatever. And the voice said,
are you there? You just froze. You just froze for a second. We really want to hear this.
There I come.
You're cutting in and out. Maybe turn off your video just long enough it's cutting in and out. Oh, there you go. See if we can hear you better now.
Okay, so where was I?
The last thing I heard was that you heard a voice and we were just about to hear what the voice said.
And so this voice said, it said, you get to deal with this because I sent him here so that you could save him.
Oh.
And I was like, and I calmed down a little bit and I was like, okay, I guess. Well, and then it took me about 60 seconds and I stopped and I was like, oh my gosh, you sneaky little devil. I am not the one who's supposed to be saving him.
Yes, that's so good.
Like,
wow,
that is not my job. And once I realized that, like, I really did just calm right down. I was like, oh my gosh, he is so sneaky.
Yes.
Sometimes you just have to really understand the true principles and figure out who the savior really is, so that when those sneaky little devils come in to tell you that you're there because you need to save them, that you can just say, no, that's a lie. That voice in my head was not telling me the truth, and I know better.
Oh, I love that. Just tell them to go right back to hell where they came from. My goodness. That is so awesome. That I was totally tricked. When you said that, I'm thinking, oh, yeah, that voice was from God. And then as soon as you said that, I'm like, oh. No, yeah, exactly. I got that's fooled. Exactly. Oh, thank you for sharing that. That is so awesome. Anyone else? If you do, go ahead and just either raise your hand or jump in. I have a quote here from General Conference that I love. I'm sorry I don't have a slide for it because I'm not that fancy. But is there anything else in the chat though that we need to say first?
Let's see, someone said, most of the time there is evidence for what Satan is trying to get you to believe. Truth mixed with lies. And isn't that the truth? I mean, you see that in the temple also, right?
I was going to say that jumped out to me this morning in the temple. Like, he'll tell us whatever he has to tell us to get us to believe the lies. He'll mix them with truth. He doesn't care as long as he can get us to believe the lies. So, yes. Okay. So this is from one of my favorite talks in a General Conference. It is called Eternal Truth by Elder John C. Pingree. And it's the part of the talk where he says, God reveals eternal truth. God reveals eternal truth to us through a network of revelatory relationships involving himself, Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost, prophets, and us. Let us discuss the distinct yet interconnected roles each participant plays in this process. First, God is the source of eternal truth. He and his son, Jesus Christ, have a perfect understanding of truth and always act in harmony with true principles and laws. This power allows them to create and govern worlds, as well as to love, guide, and nurture each one of us perfectly. They want us to understand and apply truth so we can enjoy the blessings they do. They may impart truth in person or more typically through messengers such as the Holy Ghost, angels, or living prophets. Second, the Holy Ghost testifies of all truth. He reveals truths to us directly and witnesses of truth taught by others. That's why I love this call so much, because you all teach truth and I'm like, amen, sisters. Back to Elder Pingree. Impressions from the spirit typically come as thoughts to our minds and feelings to our hearts. Third, Third, prophets receive truth from God and share that truth with us. We learn the truth from past prophets in the scriptures and from living prophets at General Conference and through other official channels. Finally, you and I play a crucial role in this process. God expects us to seek, recognize, and act on truth. Our ability to receive and apply truth is dependent on the strength of our relationship with the Father and the Son, our responsiveness to the influence of the Holy Ghost, and our alignment with Latter-day prophets. We need to remember that Satan works to keep us from truth. He knows that without truth, we cannot gain eternal life. He weaves strands of truth with worldly philosophies to confuse us and distract us from what is communicated by God. So, wow, I just love that so much. So there is someone that I know that has left the church, and more than one, but the one I'm thinking about. And this person had a really hard time with something that was said by President Nelson in General Conference. And this person decided to post about it on Facebook. And my heart, I have so much compassion for this person because I know this person is in so much pain. And Satan is so evil that when we're in pain, he knows we're really vulnerable. And that's when he loves to attack us with more lies that cause more pain. And this person just completely misunderstood what President Nelson was saying. And literally what he was saying, she took the opposite on everything. And I just wish so much that I could help her see, but I'm not the savior, so it's okay. I know that. I know that now. But because if she could see the truth, not only would she not be in so much pain, it would heal her pain. And I come from a family of 10 children, and I'm one of 10. And I have a number of siblings that have left the church. And I have really wonderful parents, and I know this is going to shock you, but they were still imperfect. What I see my siblings' beef that they have against the church, it's actually because my parents and the rest of us who are active, we are not perfect yet. And so therefore we don't live the gospel of Jesus Christ perfectly. So they take that and they think that means the church is bad. They don't know they do this, by the way. This isn't a conscious, they know this is, it's just Satan has confused them. And anything that's not great or perfect that was done maybe by my parents or just any other member of the church who's an imperfect person, which is all of us, they think that means the church is bad. And so this person that was posting on Facebook, I know a bit about her family situation, and I know it's because her parents are imperfect people and haven't lived it, because none of us do. I'm not saying anything bad about them. It's just none of us can live it perfectly because you would have to be perfect to do that. And so I wish I could just give her a huge hug and say, I'm so sorry for your pain. And Satan is evil and just horrible. He doesn't fight fair. And he gets you when you're down. He knows your vulnerabilities. He exploits them. And this pain that you thought is coming from President Nelson, that's not where it's coming from. Again, if I were to ever have this conversation, which I don't think would ever happen, I would be super careful to make sure she only felt loved and validated, because I know that without that, they'll never hear it. In fact, another one of my very favorite parts of conference was pretty sure it was the same talk where he talks about how we have to speak truth in love and we have to if we're going to speak truth, we have to do it in love. And he also talked about, but love without truth is hollow. And if I can find it, I'm going to read it because his words are so good. Okay, here it is. How we teach truth really matters. Paul encouraged us to speak the truth in love. See Ephesians 4, 14 through 15. Truth has the best chance of blessing another when conveyed with Christ-like love. It's so good to remember when I'm talking to my kids. Truth taught without love can cause feelings of judgment, discouragement, and loneliness. It often leads to resentment and division, even conflict. On the other hand, love without truth is hollow and lacks the promise of growth. Both truth and love are essential for our spiritual development. Truth provides doctrine, principles, and laws necessary to gain eternal life, while love engenders the motivation needed to embrace and act upon what is true. And then he says, I am forever grateful for others who patiently taught me eternal truth with love. And I'm pretty sure that he was the one that at the beginning of his talk, he talked about how when he and his wife got called as mission president, do they call mission president mission leaders now? Because I've heard that a lot recently, mission leaders. Is that the new term for mission presidents?
Yeah, they've been using the word mission leaders. Christina, can you tell us again who said that and where you found that quote?
Yes. It's just this past conference, Eternal Truth by Elder John C. Pingree Jr. of the 70.
Thank you.
And yeah, you're welcome. At the beginning, so he talks about he and his wife were called as mission leaders. And before they arrived, they had worked really hard to try to memorize the names of the missionaries, which I think is super cool. And so they had done this with their 9-year-old son. And then when they got there, they heard their 9-year-old son say, "Nice to meet you, Sam. Rachel, where are you from? Wow, David, you are tall." And then he says, "Alarmed, I went to our son and whispered, 'Hey, let's remember to refer to the missionaries as elders or sisters.' He gave me a puzzled look and said, 'Dad, I thought we were supposed to memorize their names.' Our son did what he thought was right based on his understanding." So I just thought that was really cool. Okay, do we have more in the chat yet?
Can I just make a comment?
Please, yes.
So I took a lot of notes of John Pingree's talk as well. And many of the notes that I took are similar to what you read. The one comment that you did read this quote, and I don't have it exact, but I just wanted to point this out because we have been talking about the truth tool. And the thing that I love about the truth tool is that if you're able to use it well, which I'm not the best at it, it takes me a while, but really the truth tool is to help us take our eyes off of the lies that Satan is telling us and focus more on the Savior, Jesus Christ, and what Heavenly Father really thinks of us and how he cares about us and what he wants us to really know about truth. And when Elder Pingree was talking, he basically said, our ability to understand truth through the Holy Ghost is based on our relationship with the Father and the Son. And so I was thinking, Christina, about you were talking about a friend who left the church and lots of people leaving the church over things they heard in conference or they get offended one way or another. And I was thinking about how it's important for us to always testify and bear testimony of truth and to do that in love, as he had talked about. But we also can't forget that it isn't our responsibility for the person, the individual, to then see the truth.
Yeah.
The only way that we can see truth is if the individual is striving to be close to Heavenly Father, close to the Savior. And when they do that, they will be able to see the truth when President Nelson gives his talk. They might feel hurt by some of the things, or not hurt. They might feel, you know what, I probably do need to change that thing about my life. They might have a little guilt over the way that they're living their life, but they will then be able to still feel love from Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, because they know them. And they know that even if we're doing something imperfect, that there's always forgiveness and repentance and all that. So anyway, I was just thinking about the topic today, and remembering the truth tool is important for us to recognize that our seeing truth fully depends on our ability to draw closer to Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. That's how we're going to see truth. And Satan is doing everything that he can in his power to distract us and confuse us about where the truth is. And a lot of times we can easily be taken because we're looking at how other people are seeing the truth. And instead, we need to only look to the Savior and to Heavenly Father.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much. And I'm glad you pointed out that you're not perfect yet, because I thought maybe you were already, Kathy. Also, I didn't mean to turn off my video. So I was like nodding my head, and then I realized, oh, my video is off. Okay. Anybody else or anything in the chat?
Comment?
Please. Yes.
Oh, thanks. I love this lesson too. And I appreciate everybody's comments. Christina, you're doing such a good job facilitating it. It's awesome. Yeah, I just wanted to testify personally of the truth tool as well in my life, because it is such a powerful thing, because our thoughts affect our emotions and our emotions affect how we act. And when you start making all these connections, you realize, like you were saying, that those thoughts aren't from you. They're from Satan trying to bring you down and make you miserable and not know your identity. But it's so hard at the beginning. I just remember feeling, man, it's so hard to do, because it is really, I feel like as a human, it's so much easier to focus on all the things that are hard and all the weaknesses and all the things that as a mother, we feel like we want to fix, right? At the beginning, that's where I was still focused on all the negative, but we know that focusing on negative makes us feel negative, and then we respond differently than we would. And so I just want to testify that one of the things that has that helped me when I was struggling, when I first heard about it, okay, how do I even, because sometimes it's hard to even see the lies, right? Sometimes it's even hard to notice, but I thought, okay, I am really focusing way too much on the negative in my life. Everything, like the thoughts I would think to myself were negative. So I thought, I really need to start practicing getting the truths in my brain, like inundating my life, changing the pathway that my brain naturally goes to. And so this has been one of the most powerful things for me, is just start in your reading, in your like scriptures, in conference talks. There are so many promises from Heavenly Father in those talks and in those scriptures. And I just started writing them down, typing them up. I have a big list and reading them like daily, right? Every morning, I just read through these truths, because I want that to be the natural comeback of my brain. And it doesn't mean it takes away every negative thought, but it's just retraining myself. And the other truth that really helped me in this process when it was hard, when I was first learning about it, was Satan is the discourager and God and the Savior are encouraging. So you can almost feel how you're feeling first to know if it's a lie or not, right? If you're feeling discouraged by what you're thinking, that's probably from Satan. If you're feeling encouraged and light and happy about it, it helps you decipher if that's from God. And so those principles really blessed me in this process of the truth tool. And it just, I think just trying to keep thinking about it and practicing and giving yourself grace in the process of using the truth tool, it'll help us do exactly what the Lord wants us to do, right? Is focus on his truth and have a relationship with him. So anyway.
Yes, 100%. I love that. I love that you said notice, because Karen always talks about notice, just notice. And that's, I think, another powerful weapon we have against Satan, because when we're noticing and we take a minute, or even sometimes it's just a second to notice, then that's when the truth can come in more clearly and we can banish Satan's evil lies. I love that Mothers Who Know has taught me that Satan hates our bodies because he's angry and jealous that he doesn't have a body. One of the things I've started saying, and I say this to people that I work with, that the ones that share the same faith as me, and I say this to my children, and it's really fun and powerful. I like just feel that warrior chemistry so strong when I say this. And I say, Satan is lying to you, so punch him in his non-existent face. And I say non-existent because I'm reminding myself and them, he's angry and jealous that he doesn't have a body. So he wants to try to use yours against you. And so that's just something that's been really fun and powerful for me to say it that way, because I just feel that warrior chemistry so strongly when I say that. Okay, let's see. We have something in the chat I saw pop up that said maybe we can take an example of a lie and walk through it step by step using the truth tool. That is an excellent idea, Shalise. Does anyone want to come up with an example of a lie? Or, and if not, I can, but I'll open it up first and see if anyone else wants to tackle that or offer a suggestion for a lie that we can work through. Anyone? Okay. If you do, just jump in. If not, I'll go ahead and say, this is good, because this is going back to what Heather was saying. When I first found out what my son's struggles were, I was so angry at Satan, because I was like, we're probably the most old school parents that exist as far as locking things down. And our kids are, any kids under 18 are not on social media. I just thought we were the strictest parents that exist as far as all that goes. So then I'm like, how did this happen? I don't even know. So what I said, and this part's true, but again, Satan loves to just weave in the lies with the truth. The part I said was, Satan, you messed with the wrong mama grizzly bear. And that's true. That part's true. However, the lie was, I need to save my son. And that was, so let's walk through that. So terminate the lie. The easiest way, I'm jumping ahead to the next step. So let me terminate the lie. So it's the best thing I've noticed of how to tell it's a lie is the Holy Ghost is calm. The Holy Ghost is peaceful. If I'm in my righteous anger, and sometimes that's helpful for word chemistry and stuff. However, it's what are we hearing? What are we hearing? And if it's, I have to save my son, that's a lie. And so the Holy Ghost will calmly and peacefully let me know, hey, that's a lie. But if I'm so up in my, I need to make sure I'm giving myself the chance to be still and hear, hey, what is the Holy Ghost telling me? Is this true or is this a lie? And so once I know it's a lie, because the Holy Ghost will tell me, as soon as I listen, the Holy Ghost will tell me, then I terminate the lie. Then I restore the truth. So what's the truth? The truth is there is only one Savior, and it is not me. And my Savior loves my son more than I am even capable of. And so that's restoring the truth. Then unite with God. So uniting with God on this, of course, prayer, scripture study. By the way, please jump in if anyone has any thoughts on this. I'm happy for you to interrupt me. Prayer, scriptures, all of that wonderful, obviously, general conference talks, the temple. But I was already doing all those things. The thing that I added that was has been so powerful is the letters to God and then God's letters back to me. And so that those are all ways that I unite with God. And then this is my weapon, realizing just how truly powerful these weapons are, because I've said this to my son countless times. The only power that Satan has is the power that God allows him to have. So he is not and never will be more powerful than God and more powerful than Jesus. So just to remember that we have these weapons, they are very powerful and we can use them. If you hear yourself saying, I have to make sure, oh yes, you can be pretty sure it's Satan. That is so good. That comes from Maurice Harker. Thank you. Oh, and then I like how Maurice and Karen also talk about having 3x5 cards with scriptures and quotes on it that can be our personal iron rod to unite with God. Yes. Yes. I just started writing down the things that I'm going to write on my 3x5 cards. So I love that. Okay. Any more thoughts on that? Do we have any hands raised or anything, or anyone want to jump in? I think it was that asked to go through that. How did we do? Did we cover it? Do we need to
dig deeper? Yeah, it was good. I think having to go through the process and write it down. I don't know if you guys have the steps like on a slide, or somebody in the chat could copy and paste.
Yeah.
What you kind of go through. Seeing things makes it a little more clear for people.
Yes, for sure. Louie-Ann, do you have a slide for the truth tool? I can hold this up, but is it backwards?
And I think be like even more detailed. What does that mean? Restore the truth, unite with God. You know what I mean? Like there was one I saw that had like kind of details about it.
Oh, yeah. Louie-Ann, do you know if we have a slide?
I don't know right off the top of my head, but give me a few minutes. And I'll see what I can find.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
One thing I was thinking when we're terminating the lie, I think it's really good to have a very specific lie that you write down, really mm-hmm. specific. In your case, maybe it'd be like, oh, I'm a bad mom because I didn't see it coming, or I must have not been listening to the spirit very well, or not being close to the spirit, because I should have seen this or known that. And so then that would be a good lie. You know what I mean? And then you could be like, okay, what actually is the truth there? No, I am a good mom. I care about my kid. I try to stay close to the spirit. And I did find out just in the timing that I did. And then what's the you unite with God? Is that where you find like an actual, like, how do I work with Heavenly Father that one I'm a little more not as clear on. I know, okay, I'm going to work with him on this, but I don't know. I need a little more detail on that one. Because I feel like the TH is that's when you're doing like the weapons, right? That's when you're putting some things in place. So the unite with God, it's, I don't know. Is that where you find like a scripture or a statement from an apostle or a prophet to help establish your truth that you put in?
Yes. And I think for me, what popped into my head was go back to the tree and stay by the tree. Don't let myself get away from that tree, because I think as soon as we realize we need to go back to the tree, we're already united with God. But I would love to hear other people's thoughts on that too.
So I don't necessarily and like specifically unite with God, but something that I learned from Maurice from The Eternal Warrior that really works well for me is I write down the lie on one side, and then I write across from it, I just flip it. So if the lie is like, oh, you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're a bad mom. Okay, flip that. Oh, I am a good mom and I do have the Holy Ghost. So maybe that's uniting with God. Maybe it's not. I don't know. But that it works so well. I literally just flip it, whatever the lie is. That's
100% uniting with God. Yes. Go you. Thank you. Okay.
I was just going to say that something that helps me to unite with God because we can always come up with, I should do this and I should do this and I should do this to bring the spirit more into my life. But it's been pretty eye-opening for me to realize that, sure, there are lots of things I could be doing, but Christ, that doesn't stop Christ from being right here with me in the middle of it right now. And just to try to picture him being right next to me, putting his arm around me, just being like, we got this. And just really thinking about what he would say to me to combat those lies. Or like even just driving in the car, if I've got like a bunch of stuff going on in my head, and just thinking of him being in the seat right next to me, like holding my hand, just that visual image of just having him there right there has been a big thing for me to think about uniting with God. Because, or like, if I've got a kid screaming and I'm trying to take care of another kid, I just think of him being right there trying to comfort my one kid and helping me out. And just, anyways, it's just been really cool to think, to have that mental image of just like Christ wants to be right here with us in the middle of the mess. So anyways, I don't know if that helps at all.
Totally. I love it. Thank you so much. Hey, so our wonderful Luann posted in the chat and I clicked on it and it said, you must request permission for access. So everyone click on that and see, but hopefully, even if you can't get it right now, hopefully as soon as your permission is granted, then you can get that. Thank you, Luann. Okay, I see your hand is up.
Yeah, I just wanted to add to what we said. That's how I feel. That's how I picture the uniting with Christ, is anything I can do to connect with him, to remind myself I'm not alone, and the strength that comes with that. And it doesn't matter what it is, right? It's what's going to connect you with the Savior. We've got this. We can do this. I'm not alone. I'm fighting with the most powerful being. Like those kinds of reminders that unite you with him. And it's that humility of realizing like, he's with me. I don't have to do this. I'm yoked with him. And so I feel like that's where it can be really powerful, is just determining in your own life what those things are that give you some time to connect with him. Even if it's sitting down and just saying, I'm right here, I'm available, will you help me? Because I need your help. I need to be yoked with you. And reminding yourself, that has so much power. And then you can go to your tools, right? And sometimes I feel like I love the TH, because sometimes for me, I can't get out of my brain until I use my body. And so sometimes, yes, I don't do these in the right order, because sometimes you're too down and you can't sort it in your, you can't sort it out. And so for me, using my body sometimes is my very first step, because that helps change the chemicals. Like just getting up, going outside, saying a statement that binds me with the Savior, it calms me down and lets my emotions, the chemical emotions, spill and clear a little more, because they've just spilled and I'm really mad or really frustrated or whatever. So using my body sometimes is my first defense, and then I can see clearly to start wanting to read my scriptures or start doing those things that will help me identify the lie. So I think it's just good to realize it's like a fluid thing that we just keep practicing. There's really not a wrong or right way. It's just keep trying to come back to God's strength, is how I see it in my life. Get clear on God's truth and God's strength.
Oh, I love that. So good. One of my favorite things to do, because it is the very fastest way to get out of my satanic spin. I just do push-ups. I just do as many push-ups as I can. And then I'm like, I just do them until my muscles give out. And then I'm like, I'm in such a better place mentally then. And then I can do, you know, so like you said, yeah, I think for sure you have to skip to this is my weapon first and use your body, because those bodies are powerful. Satan doesn't have one. He's angry and jealous. Thank you, Kathy. I see your hand is up.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that for me, one of the greatest tools for uniting with God is the letter to God. So once I have determined what the lie is and what the truth is, and that Heavenly Father has a plan for the individual that might be the person I'm concerned about, like in your example, your son, then I'm able to unite with God through a letter to God, because then I'm asking him to help me to know what I can do, not to fix the problem or fix my child or my husband or whoever it is, but to know how I should be acting, what I need to be doing to be an example of faith, that I have faith that things will get better, and that I have faith in Heavenly Father's plan. That's how I try to unite, is when I write it down, it becomes more real. And I ask Heavenly Father to prompt me through the Spirit to take certain, whatever actions he wants me to act, so that I can be doing his work, because I know that it's his work and not mine.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. That is so good. So good. The other thing I've learned is, because like I said, one of my absolute favorites is the letters to God. But I'm learning, if I'm driving a car, I can't be writing at the same time. But I can still say a silent prayer or out loud if I'm by myself. And I can still have God talk back to me if I listen when I'm done with my prayer. And so like letters to God can happen even when you're not somewhere where you can actually physically write. My favorite is physically writing. But if I'm driving, obviously I can't be writing. So anyway, I love that. Luann, okay. We got a lot.
Let's see. Okay.
I think the last one we heard was about, I like how Maurice and Karen talk about the 3x5 cards.
Okay. I don't know if we've read this one.
Oh,
we are the Savior, which is important to remember, but we need to be open to the promptings of the Spirit to be his hands and help him. And at times that may mean being still, but other times it might mean to act. That's why it's so important for us to know what is a trusted voice. I think she's kind of, we're not the Savior, we can't save, but there might be some things that we should speak up about and we could say, or some things that we could do to help.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Good catch, Luann. Thank you for finding that, Shalise. Awesome, awesome comment.
Let's see. If you hear yourself, I have to make sure, you can be pretty sure it's Satan saying that, says Maurice.
Yes.
Like how Maurice and Karen also talk about 3x5 cards with scriptures and quotes on it that can be our personal iron rod to unite with God.
Love it.
Let's see, it goes with restoring the truth you want to listen to, that truth that comes from God.
Yes.
So it's like scriptures, right? The messages from our church leader said, use your patriarchal blessing to help you find your truth.
Yes. And I feel like they're hitting harder on patriarchal blessings in this conference and last conference. We're hearing a lot more about patriarchal blessings. So I love it. Or at least I'm hearing it more. So Awesome. Awesome.
All right. Heidi shares, I feel like knowing and doing are two different things. I know the truth tool, but Satan had so much power over my thoughts and emotions through my experiences that I didn't have the strength and the ability to let them go. But Karen taught me in her lessons that it's okay if I don't have the power, because God does, and all I had to do was turn and wait, and God will save me. So through the power of grace and lots of practice, I'm finding peace and feeling God's love. Thank you for testifying and teaching and sharing. You are powerfully connected to Jesus Christ.
That's nice. So beautiful.
I don't know if you want me to go through and read what those different explanations are for each of those letters that I put in the chat.
Yeah, let's do that. But there's one from Sometimes I'll Sing a Little Song.
Yep. Sometimes I'll sing a little song that goes, Lord, be with me. Oh, Lord, be with me. Lord, be with me and help me see through the lies. I'd like to see that.
So great.
And a reminder that sometimes the order doesn't matter. You don't need to necessarily, we talked about this, you don't necessarily need to do the T, terminate the lie first. Sometimes it is using our weapon, our body first. Someone says, sometimes I also just start talking to God about what's going on and he opens my mind to gratitude. Jumping jacks work.
Yes, they do. So fast. So fast. I love it.
All right. Here's the explanation. Bear with me as I read some more. T, terminate the lie. Write down exactly what lie is in your head. A lie is anything you hear that you would never say out loud to anyone else because it would be so rude or inappropriate. R, restore the truth. What would it sound like if God were speaking to you? Turn the lie around to the exact opposite. Whether you believe it or not, write the truth about you. If you're having a hard time identifying the lie, start noticing any negative emotions you are having. The lies are under those emotions. You, unite with God. Say something that involves redeeming light. Use the names of our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ and who they are and why the truth you have with them and because of them make you amazing. You are a daughter of the living God. TH, this is my weapon. So our bodies. Stick it to him. Stick it to Satan. Point out your powerful, beautiful, rocking, awesome body, the weapon he does not have, and tell him how it rocks and that you love having one. Point out things about it you love and remember that even in its weakest state, he would take it in a second. Get up and use your body to do righteous things to bless the lives of others. While you do, let the enemy know that whenever you catch him messing with you, you're going to make him sorry he even showed up. So there you go.
Thank you, Luann. That is so awesome. Okay, is your hands up? Is that from before, or do you have something else? Because we'd love to hear it if you do. If I'm going to say lower all hands, and then if you have something else, Melanie, please raise your hand again.
Sorry, I didn't realize it was still up. But so I did have one other little thing that came to mind that I was just going to put in the chat.
Yeah,
it was just. And I haven't totally practiced this as much, but just another way I've heard the truth tool described is like the notice it, name it, flip it, find it, and just helping to find the positive emotions to combat the negative emotions, to just be like, okay, so I'm feeling this way. The opposite of this emotion would be this emotion. What's something that helps me feel this positive emotion? And it just reminded me of this presentation that she did at the last retreat where she talked about what makes you feel giddy, because those are feelings of the spirit. And that was a little thought that came to mind.
I love that. Would you mind putting notice it, name it, flip it, find it in the chat? Because I just grabbed a napkin and wrote it down real quick. But I think that's super helpful. So if you don't mind just typing that in the chat, that'd be awesome. All right. I've just got a few more things before we close. But first, if anyone has anything else, please jump in right now because we don't want to miss anybody's awesomeness. You guys are so amazing. I love you. And even if you're not on camera, which I totally understand, because a lot of times when I'm listening to this, I'm running so many different directions. I don't want to be distracting on camera, but like we really can feel your spirits and you're all so beautiful. When I was sitting in the temple this morning, I was looking around at all the sisters that were there getting up early to come to the temple at 6:30. And I just said a prayer because I know women struggle so much. Satan loves to beat up women and attack us and think we're not good enough. We're not pretty enough, blah, blah, blah. And I just said a prayer. So this is my prayer for all of you today, that you know how incredibly beautiful you are as daughters of God inside and out. I just hope that you know that and don't listen to Satan's lies. Remember, he doesn't have a body. Punch him in his non-existent face. All right. So I've just got, I think it's just three more things. And thank you everyone so much for sharing. You're just all amazing. And we really can feel your spirit so strong. I really, truly believe that even if you're somebody, I don't know if there's anybody that just listens and doesn't say anything, but I really do feel like we can even feel your spirit. So thank you for being here. I have just a scripture I want to share. This one has been really powerful. And it goes along with what we've been talking about. I just sent this to my son a couple days ago. I was reading my scriptures and I got so excited when this hit me. And then he was at work and I sent it to him and he said, why? I said, after work, I'll explain. And I was just excited for what I had learned. But it's Moroni chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. For behold, the spirit of Christ is given to every man, that he may know good from evil. Wherefore, I show unto you the way to judge. For everything which inviteth to do good and to persuade to believe in Christ is set forth by the power and gift of Christ. Wherefore, ye may know with a perfect knowledge it is of God. But whatsoever thing persuadeth men to do evil and believe not in Christ and deny him and serve not God, then ye may know with a perfect knowledge it is of the devil. For after this manner doth the devil work, for he persuadeth no man to do good, no, not one, neither do his angels, neither do they who subject themselves unto him. And I told my son, I said, it's just, for me, I love it when it's so awesome to have something that simplified. Like, it's either of God or it's of Satan. Like, when it comes to that, it's just, there's only two things. It's just black and white. Some things aren't black and white, but this is black and white. And it's just been so helpful to say, okay, does this persuade it to do good? And I know tons of people, I've heard this question so many times. How do I know if the thought's mine or if it's the Holy Ghost? And it's, if it's good, it comes from God. So, and I pretty much decided me without God isn't capable of good. So if it's good, it comes from God. And then for anyone, so we can't go without saying 2 Timothy 1:7, for God hath given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And then I really hope you guys can do this with me. I want you all to unmute yourselves and I want you to sing our amazing song from the retreat. If you weren't there, that's okay. I've got the words right here. We're just gonna, everyone sing it to yourself. So this is Jesus Girl. So for me, I would say, Christina, you're a Jesus Girl. Christina, you are strong. You're wonderful to be with. You help us carry on. Christina, you belong. Everyone just say your own name for now, or for this, because you need to remember this. Can we do that? Is it? Are these letters backwards? Okay. All right. So will you guys sing with me? Will you all unmute yourselves? If you can't, it's okay. But if you can, I would love, love, love it if you'll sing with me. I'll sing it once so you have the tune. I wish we had some of our amazing singers on here. We probably do have amazing singers on here. So if you're one, just jump in. I actually have a belief that everybody's a way better singer than they think they are. Plus, a song of the righteous is a prayer unto God. Don't forget that. So it goes, Christina, you're a Jesus girl. Christina, you are strong. You're wonderful to be with. You help us carry on. Christina, you belong. So will you guys sing with me? Everyone unmute. We're going to do it. If not, just sing it in your heart. But if you can sing with me, I'd love it.
Yeah, we need more people to unmute.
Okay, you can do it. Nobody's going to be a soloist. All right. 1, 2, 3, go. Christina, you're a Jesus girl. Christina, you are strong. You're wonderful to be with. Help us carry on. Christina, you belong. Oh, thank you. Amazing mothers. And I recently read that President Nelson reminded us, we are all mothers, whether we have children or not, we really are, because it's an eternal calling. And I love that. So I love that mothers who know really does apply to everyone. Thank you all so much for all your help today and all your beautiful thoughts and your truth, all your wonderful truth to go with our truth tool. And Luann, I'm going to turn it back to you in case you have any announcements or anything, or you can just send us off. But thank you all.
Here's something I just felt inspired to do. And Christina, would you mind putting in the chat either your email or your cell phone number, so we could individually reach out and say thank you? Because I sometimes seems like when you've put in a lot of effort preparing and doing this lesson, after you get done, you're going to be tormented by so many lies from the enemy. Aww. Like, you should have done this, you should have done this. And I think it would be helpful if we could send some truth your way today when you start feeling those negative emotions, because really what you've shared with us today and how you've led today has been really wonderful and been a gift for us, been a gift for Karen and the rest of the team helping out. And aww, we just really appreciate it. So could you do that if you send your cell phone?
Yep. I just sent my cell phone number. So I'd love to hear from you all for any reason. I think it was Maurice that I heard say this. If not, we'll just give Maurice credit because he says some things. But what I heard was it's called a vulnerability hangover. And Satan loves to get us with that. And I bore my testimony in church on Sunday. And then it was like that vulnerability hangover. But I had a friend who bore her testimony and I had texted her how much I appreciate it. And she was like, oh, thank you so much. I was so nervous and I'm second guessing myself now. And I'm like, I just learned about the vulnerability hangover. So here you go. So she loved that. But
so if we can help you out and send a little message, that would be great.
Thanks
for your help today. And we would love for all of you to join us at 11 a.m. It's going to be facilitating that meeting. And we're going to be talking about the our conference takeaways. So that's going to be another meeting. Thanks, ladies.
And thank you, everyone. Love you all.
Bye-bye. Thank you for being with us today, Warrior Moms. I invite you to make a donation at the top of our website, mothersyouknow.org. Any amount you can afford today will help us keep Mothers Who Know services free for all moms. Thank you so much for your generosity. Moms, remember your divine identity and great worth. Continue in your courageous efforts to support God's great work. Notice the miracles you see every day, the evidence of the Savior's love and mercy. Find the message in your message. Reach out and share the principles you learn in Mothers Who Know with other mothers. You are God's secret weapon for good in this world. Finally, a few pieces of information for you. I recommend a few other podcast channels to listen to. Like Dragons Do They Fight podcast, that includes interviews and stories with those that have struggled and overcome something in their life. And the Eternal Warriors podcast, hosted by two YSA age young men who share their story, teach valuable lessons, and interview special guests. You can follow us on our social media pages on Facebook under mothersyouknow.lcs or search for Mothers Who Know, and on Instagram, username @mothers_who_know. Last, if you would like additional support and training, please go to mompowertraining.com to sign up for the next 8-week Mom Power Training class for all moms. You can also go to the Mothers Who Know website at mothersyouknow.org or our parent company, Life Changing Services, at lifechangingservices.org to learn more about our excellent services to support you and your loved ones. Thank you so much for listening today. Please feel free to email me anytime with questions or to set up a complimentary 30-minute appointment to visit. Please email me at mothersyouknow@lifechangingservices.org. Looking forward to hearing from you, amazing moms. See you next time.